So no one calls for justice. No one pleads a case with integrity. They rely on empty arguments. They utter lies. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. They hatch the eggs of vipers and spin a spider's web. Whoever eats their eggs will die, and when one is broken, an adder is hatched. We should take a look at the entire chapter rather than just a couple verses out of it. That's the danger that a lot of people do, is that they just go after like maybe one or two verses and then like, okay, let's develop a theology around that.
Right.
So the entire chapter, when you look at Isaiah 59, the actual title of the chapter is about sin, confession, and redemption. It even starts off the fact that it says, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. And then it talks about inquiries and sins. So verses 4 and 5 talks about how people in the world act and how, you know, they disregard God. They don't ask for forgiveness. They don't go to him. Instead, they do their own thing. You know, when they do all this, you know, God basically, he looks down on this. And even in verse 9 where it says, so justice is far from us and righteousness does not reach us. We look for light, but all is darkness. So it seems like it's all like dark and there is no hope. It goes on to verse 15. The Lord looked and was displeased that there was no justice. He was appalled that there was no one to intervene. So his own arm achieved salvation for him and his own righteousness sustained him. He put on righteousness as his breastplate and the helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance and wrapped himself in zeal as in a cloak. Basically talks about the fact that he will pay sin back for what it's done, retribution to his foes, wrath to his enemies, repay the islands for their due. So it's talking about the fact that there is going to be a day where God is going to be like, enough is enough. I'm going to intervene personally.